this evening. Sorry for the delay.
Okay, Dundalk manager Stephen Kenny. Stephen, you must be elated.
Yeah, we're pleased at the win. It's a good, important win. I think, it didn't start too well, but the players, got back into the game, and to score five goals away from home is, especially against a team like Shamrock Rovers, a big, convincing win, and we're delighted.
The first goal, maybe the first 20 minutes, it was hard for you to settle, but when your equaliser came, it was a great cross from Michael Duffy. I was right beside you because I was with the supporters tonight. I just decided to join them for a change, and geez, God, the atmosphere was class. But I saw Pat right level with him, the way he rose high above everywhere to head to the net. It was some goal.
Great goal. He's playing really terrifically well at the moment and giving great centre forward play, really, really leading the line brilliantly. Mm.
So, second half, then, the way you came out in the second half, those two goals in the second half that put you 2-3-1 ahead, they were really good goals, and it was important to get that lead.
Very important to get that lead, and even at 3-2, at 4-2, Robbie Benson had to kick one off the line.
I saw that,
And then went down the other end and got another goal. So it was that type of game.
He was outstanding tonight. I know they were all outstanding. I'm not going to single out anyone, but I thought Robbie Benson tonight was absolutely superb.
Yeah, it was a lot of good performances tonight, and as I say, we're just pleased to win. Delight.
So, where you go now, you've a game next Friday night against Limerick. Nothing going to be taken for granted there, of course, because as a result of tonight's results, they're second from the bottom. They're 2 points behind Sligo, so they're really starting to struggle. And with Bray winning tonight as well. So, yeah, Bray won tonight. Bray beat Pats 3-1. And Sligo won tonight. They beat Derry 2-0. So, Bowes drew 1-1 with Limerick. So the bottom sides are really kind of catching up with each other. So it's Limerick. You obviously can't take anything for granted.
No, well, they've had some results this season, like they've drawn with Cork, for example.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
So it's one of those that we just have to. We're at home and we're scoring goals. And we're confident and we have to go again.
Thank you.